Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And first of all, coach, congratulations on last night's 4-1 win against North Dakota. It's got to feel good to get more points in WCHA play.
Oh, absolutely, Kelly. Thank you. Really doesn't matter who we're playing. That's the bottom line. There's points out there to be had, and we were able to get three real big ones last night.
Looking back on some record books, it had been the most goals that the Beavers had scored against North Dakota since January of 2008. This is going to sound bad, but in my years of watching BSU and, of course, broadcasting their games, it's nice to see Bemidji State finally find that scoring. What's been kind of the key to getting scoring from just about everybody?
Well, I don't know so much a key. I mean, the bottom line is the girls are playing hard, and they're certainly playing with some confidence. And, we've been really preaching since day one about getting pucks to the net and going to the net and trying to create chaos around our opposition's goalie. And anytime you can do that, that good things can happen. And we've been able to find some of those loose pucks and get them past the goalies. I think there's areas we can still work on and get better at. We still are having difficulty at times getting pucks through to the net from the blue line. But again, it's really a credit to the girls. I mean, they're playing hard. They're playing together. They're moving the puck when it should be moved. And like I said, they're going to the net.
It was also the first win versus North Dakota since 2011, actually November. So 3 years ago, almost to the day. Nice to see that Bemidji State's finally getting those wins against teams that have been in the top four for the most part.
Well, again, this league is, as you know, and as the fans know, it's extremely difficult every night out. I mean, you're going to play against a very solid opponent that's going to be well coached, and North Dakota, like you say, they've been a perennial top four team, and we set as a goal for our program this year we want to be a top four team. So certainly. Every game's big, but when you're playing games against teams like North Dakota, it seems to get magnified because they've always been one of those teams. So, you get points from them. Obviously, like I told the girls, these points count just as much now as they would if we were playing them in February. So, every W you get in this league is so big, and when it comes against a team like North Dakota, it's like almost like a bonus point.
The line of Caitlin Tugas, Steph Anderson, and Alex Satrowski last night had three of the four goals for your team. They've just looked incredible together. The chemistry couldn't be any better. Would you have to agree?
Well, they certainly were. I use the word term rewarded. They were rewarded last night, but they've been playing well since we put them together. They all offer something a little different, but they all bring a strength to the line that I think makes the line click. They're all unselfish. They certainly all have their own talents. But last night, like you say, those were some nice goals. And again, it was a combination of going hard and moving the puck and going to the net and getting pucks to the net. And they were, like I said, they were rewarded from their efforts.
On the other side of your play, the defense, fantastic. 24 block shots last night. Ivana Bilic and Alexis Joyce sure look good together. I talked to Ivana after last night's game, and I asked her what it was like playing alongside a freshman, and she said, she enjoys it. She doesn't play like a freshman. It's nice to see that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And Amber said the same thing. Just how well they play together. They read off each other real well. They communicate, which is, I think, sometimes overlooked. I mean, your defense. Not just the partners, but everybody needs to really communicate on the ice, and that's one thing AJ has done since day one. She's a great communicator. She's always talking, and I think for Eve, it's been a nice, it's nice having someone like that who chats, because to me, from what I've seen, Ivana Bilic is one of the best, if not the best, defenseman in this league, and I know that's saying a lot, but she has been just outstanding, and again, she was last night. And we play her a lot. She's on the ice a lot, and usually AJ's right out there with her. So, again, they're not just those two, but all six of our defense did a real nice job, and they're making it difficult. We have another defenseman, Alex Bond, who had up until the Minnesota series had played on a regular basis. It's hard getting her into the lineup just because of how well those six are playing.
Great goaltending as well. Brittany Mowat again coming up, 26 saves last night. Talk about her play, and obviously it's her job until something goes wrong, isn't it?
Well, she's just playing right now with so much confidence, and the team plays so much, the team feeds off her. They play real confident in front of her, and anytime you get that kind of synergy going, you certainly don't want to you certainly don't want to break it just for the sake of breaking it, because it definitely you can definitely sense it. And what I've been so impressed about is she's just so she's so calm. She's got this very calm demeanor. She doesn't get too excited, doesn't get upset. She just, you know, she just goes about her job. And it's almost like you don't really notice that she's playing that well. You don't notice the number of saves she has because of the way she plays, which to me is what a really good goaltender does. They just get in front of the puck and they block it. They don't have to be diving all over the place making all these spectacular saves, just because they skate so well and they position themselves so well. And she has certainly done that.
It is Military Appreciation Weekend here at the Sanford Center and all over Beaver Nation. What does this mean to be part of something like this for you?
Well, certainly anytime you can recognize and thank the military for what they do and the sacrifices they make, I think you certainly want to do that. I mean, it's something that none of us that have never been involved with it will never understand. But you just think of the young men and women that are serving our country and all over the world, the sacrifices they make and the time they spend away from their own families, and it's all for the rest of us. So you certainly want to tip your hat to them whenever you can.
It's also Youth Day here for women's hockey. Obviously, being and playing in front of a crowd of youngsters who maybe dream of playing hockey someday for the Beavers, what do you think this means for your team?
Oh, I think it's great. Anytime you can do that, we certainly hope we can be good representatives for our university and our community. And anytime you can get a bunch of the youth of the community to come and watch you, that's an opportunity to expose them to the game, expose them to women's college hockey. And if there's any young gals out there watching, hopefully that'll give them the kind of spark that interest. Maybe I want to play it here. So anytime you can do that, I think that's certainly good.
Speaking of that, I know Amber Fricklin, myself, and a handful of others have been involved with the Little Lady Lumberjacks. I know your girls have been helping out with that. Have you heard any feedback from your players as being part of that?
Yeah, they really enjoy it. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from some community members and some people, alumni, that have seen it, and they think it's great. And again, it's just an opportunity for our players to give back to this community. As you know, it's a great hockey community, and the folks of the Bemidji and the surrounding area really, really like their hockey. And so anytime we as a team and as individual players can give back, boy, that's outstanding. And I know our girls really are enjoying it.
One last question for you. What's going to take to get a win against North Dakota here in game two?
Well, it's very similar to yesterday's game. We know we're playing a wounded animal, so to speak. We need to be ready, because I think we're going to get their best right out of the hopper. And we need to be ready. We need to be on our toes, and we need to answer that and play basically the same way we've been playing, and realize that it's going to be a 60-minute game again.
Good luck today, Jim. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Kelly. You too.